Joining us now by phone a little early, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, and how you doing?
Fabulously, thank you.
Terrific. Are you getting some of this warm temperature and southern breeze?
Yes. quite unsettling this morning as I went out.
Yes, quite a day yesterday. I really noticed it in the afternoon. Boy, we had a 10-degree change in the afternoon, jumping up to tying the record for Duluth for that date of 80 degrees, and I expected once I got home here that temperature wouldn't quite be the same, but it is, and it remained that way. And this morning, early morning walk, it was still 70 degrees. So the south wind continued to blow. It's now a little bit more from the southwest, but it's still blowing. Forecast is for rain, and that's the first time we're going to have it this entire month. The first week of October statistically is warmer than it was in September, so we're going to see how much that will change now in with this weather front moving in, but we'll see. Whole state is interesting. Two very interesting maps showed up on the internet yesterday. One of them was showing the fire hazard for the state of Minnesota, virtually the entire state. Second one was that of the leaf color, and I thought that was interesting as well because a big part of the state was also in peak color.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of that changed with this wind that hit yesterday. Boy, this morning, stepping outside and taking a walk, it was a different world than what we had seen earlier in the week. So many of the leaves had been blown down. There's still a lot of color. The peak is obviously past here at our home. I'm not so sure it is in the Duluth area, but at our home it is. And we have lots of leaves blown down, but there's still a lot of color there, especially yellows with sugar maple. They are hanging on, and they're a little bit back further in the woods, and they are doing very well. Aspen also hasn't reached its peak yet. Aspen, quaking aspen, is always a little bit later than the other trees, the other deciduous trees, and I look for it reaching its peak, within the next week. And that adds yellow everywhere. There's so much quaking aspen around that it adds a lot of yellow everywhere. Okay, in addition to that, we are going to have a full moon this week. If you are out in the last few evenings, you've probably seen the very bright waxing gibbous moon that we have. We're headed towards the full moon on the night of the 12th, and that October one is always a neat one to look forward to. We're getting plenty of migration still going on. I took a day to go up to Hawk Ridge, and up at Hawk Ridge, it's so interesting to just watch the migration. We have migration happening all around us. Perhaps the flocks of Canada geese may also illustrate it, but what I like about Hawk Ridge is that you could actually see it. They are actually moving to the south. A lot of these other flocks that come through, they stay and they feed for a while and they move around in the yard and so forth, and they are moving south, but they're just kind of slowly moving. But at Hawk Ridge, you actually see this migration going on. A lot of flocks, white-throat sparrows and juncos in particular, yellow-rumped warblers, blue jays, robins, and lots of rusty blackbirds and grackles are now coming through. They always migrate a little bit later. I heard a sound this past week of a rough grouse drumming, which is, we tend to associate it more with spring, but in fall, when the families disperse and the young males go out into a new territory, they often run into an occupied territory, and the grouse that's already there has to let them know, hey, this place is taken, and so it will do some drumming in the autumn. Many times we'll hear it almost every day, and I heard it again this week. Every evening walk at dusk, I'm still seeing a flight of bats. With this temperature, there are plenty of insects, and if there's plenty of insects, the bats are going to be out. They usually go off to sleep later in October. Last year, I watched them up until the first week of November. We'll see if that happens again this year. We've also been seeing a lot of action from a local beaver. A beaver has been stocking up for the winter, and it comes up on shore, and been cutting some of the aspen branches that he can find and dragging them back to the water. Has to go right across the road to do that. It's an interesting thing to watch. And speaking of crossing the road, virtually every time I walk or bike now, I will see snakes.
Yes.
The red belly snakes and the garter snakes are the two most common we have in our area. They both hibernate, and they both have to go to a place, a hibernacula, to hibernate. And so they're doing a lot of traveling at this time to get there. So you might say they both migrate and hibernate. Also, hibernators that are out right now are some of the butterflies. Butterflies seen in October are of the type, usually that, like the white ones, the cabbage, and the yellow ones, the sulfurs, that will die with the frost. Or there are a couple of the angle-wing type that will hibernate for the winter. A very interesting one at this time is black and orange, and it's called the Milbert tortoiseshell, and my students always called it the Halloween butterfly. And that's very rightly named because it is so active in October, and I've been seeing them almost every day as well. Many of the other insects that are out, though, like I say, will be dying in the frost, but there are those that will be persisting. In addition to that, the mushroom crop has dropped off dramatically with it being a lot drier. I did see a nice couple clusters of mushrooms this past week, one a honey mushroom, another one a scale cap, a foliota. Both of them were clustered on wood, and if you want to look for mushrooms at this time, that's probably the best place to go because it's just been too dry to find them out in the lawn. The fall wildflowers have succumbed, even though the temperatures have been mild. They have definitely succumbed, and I have found a few asters still in bloom, but in this past week, I also found a gentian in bloom, which is a really neat little blue flower called a bottle gentian because the petals are pretty tightly closed and they hang on late into the season. So that was a terrific addition. And then you look along the roadsides right now and you will see that the milkweeds that have been with us in much of the summer with their purple flowers have now formed the pods and they're opening up and the fluffy material is starting to disperse. Always a wonderful thing to see in the autumn. So we will hopefully see a change, and I have something different to talk about, but until next so thank you for calling and have a good weekend.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber is recently retired from a 40-year career as a science teacher and won two awards, Secondary Science Teacher of the Year for Minnesota and Natural Biology Teacher Association's Middle School Life Science Teacher of the Year. He writes a weekly phenology column for local newspapers, and he's got these radio updates, contributes to the Minnesota Conservation Volunteer, and he's written books of lots of different things, fungi of the North Woods, butterflies of the North Woods, and spiders of the North Woods. Thank Larry for joining us. He'll be back at his usual time, 9:30 next week.